Scott Cullen. Welcome to Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. In today's episode, we're going to look at the top 25 players in fantasy hockey over the past 2 weeks, dig deep on the waiver wire, of course, some injury updates, matchups and DFS value plays for Wednesday. But first, let's get through Tuesday's games. We'll start with New Jersey Devils winning 4-3 in Philadelphia. Sean Couturier scored a couple of goals for Philadelphia. James Van Riemsdyk, a couple of assists. Jakub Voracek had a couple of assists. Voracek has 9 points in the past 7 games. Couturier and Van Riemsdyk, who had been riding really high percentages, are actually those points snap 4-game scoreless streaks for them. So They're probably still a little high in the percentages, so expect regression to continue. For New Jersey, center Travis Zajac had a goal and assist. He has 11 points his past 11 games. Kind of sneaks up on you there. Left winger Yegor Sharangovich has a goal and assist. He has 5 points in the past 7 games. Left winger Jani Kukkonen had 2 assists. He has 9 points in the past 9 games for New Jersey. Defenseman Ty Smith added a couple of assists, and the rookie's got 4 assists in the past 4 games. Smith was also on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against. Tampa Bay won 2-1 at Dallas. Obviously, no big scoring exploits in this game. Andrei Vasilevskiy stopped 16 of 17 shots for the win. He has a .933 save percentage and 25 starts, but 17 shots on goal. Dallas is, they're not going to do a whole lot of damage that way. And the 2 goals that Tampa Bay scored were both deflected off defensemen past Anton Khudobin. Florida lost 3-2 at Chicago. Chicago right winger Patrick Kane had a couple of assists. He's got 21 points in his past 15 games. And Florida center Noel Acciari had a couple of assists. He has 8 points in the past 10 games. He also got moved onto the top line because Alexander Barkov was a late scratch in the Florida lineup. Detroit loses 2-0 at Nashville. Again, not big scoring night. But UC Saros had a 31 save shutout for Nashville. He has a .968 save percentage in his past 6 games. Then the high scoring game of the night, the Colorado Avalanche lose 5-4 in a shootout at Arizona. Coyotes had to rally to take that one. Arizona defenseman Alex Goligoski had a goal and assist, doubling his season point total. Arizona left winger Lawson Kraus had a goal and assist. He had 3 points on the season coming into the game. And Arizona right winger Phil Kessel had a goal and assist. He's got 4 points in his past 3 games. For Colorado, the big boys were firing here. Nathan MacKinnon, goal and 2 assists. He now has 13 points during a 7-game point streak. Gabriel Landeskog, goal and assist, has 11 points during a 6-game point streak. And Mikko Rantanen, goal and assist. He has 13 points during a 7-game point streak. Also for Colorado, defenseman Samuel Girard added a couple of helpers. He has 13 points in his past 14 games. The Coyotes defense pairing of Jacob Chychrun and Alex Goligoski, they were on the ice for 4 goals, 4, and just 1 against in this game. And Colorado defenseman Cale Makar was on the ice for 3 goals against, a shocking development. Now, each show, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Might be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire to get them, but they're almost certainly available. Today, we're going with Colorado left winger Valeri Nichushkin, who made his mark as an elite defensive winger last season, and he's added some offensive production to his game. He now has 10 points, 5 goals and 5 assists, with 32 shots on goal in the past 11 games. Nichushkin is rostered in just 4% of Yahoo League. So if you're looking for depth, a player who is certainly going to have a solid spot in the Colorado lineup, maybe the scoring is going to come and go, but the fact that he's generating that many shots is pretty encouraging. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the National Hockey League. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League. So go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, join the National Hockey League group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. Built Bar is an incredible low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. In today's matchup, we have Cookies and Cream going up against Coconut Almond. Now, The coconut brand of Built Bars is extremely popular. They're probably the number one seeds as you move around the bracket. But I'm going to ride with Cookies and Cream because I'm not a big coconut guy. So go Cookies and Cream. Let's pull off the upset. I'm not sure I like our chances, but let's see how it plays. I've had the Cookies and Cream bar and it's delicious. So go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. So let's take a look at the top 25 players in fantasy hockey over the past 2 weeks, minimum 5 games played, and see if there are any trends here worth noting. Number one, no surprise, Connor McDavid has 7 goals, 13 assists, 40 shots on goal during a 9-game point streak. There's basically since he got they got shut down by Toronto for that stretch, McDavid and the Oilers have been running roughshod. And, you know, no surprise, he's the best player in the world and playing like it this season. Number two is Leon Draisaitl, who has 7 goals, 6 assists, 27 shots on goal in the past 7 games. And obviously he's been riding shotgun a lot with McDavid and was the league's leading scorer last year. Again, no surprise to have Draisaitl at the top. Number three, Nathan MacKinnon, Colorado Avalanche. 5 goals, 8 assists, 26 shots on goal during a 7-game point streak. And we're dealing with pretty much chalk here at the top. All the best players in the league are playing like the best players in the league. Number four is Mikko Rantanen, riding shotgun with MacKinnon. He has 7 goals, 6 assists during a 7-game point streak. Number five is Tyson Barrie, the Oilers defenseman. He has 1 goal, 10 assists, 21 shots on goal in the past 7 games. Barrie got off to a bit of a slow start early in his time with Edmonton, but has found his footing, and you know, playing alongside McDavid and Draisaitl a lot doesn't hurt. Number six, Gabriel Landeskog, the Colorado Avalanche captain, has 3 goals, 8 assists during a 6-game point streak. That MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog line is ridiculously dominant. I think they're running about 66% Corsi as a line right now, and that's that's pretty tough to beat. Number seven is Alex Ovechkin. The Washington Capitals sniper has 6 goals, 1 assist, 27 shots on goal in the past 6 games. Ovechkin, he's also kind of nursing an injury right now, so we don't know if he's going to play Thursday. But the past couple of weeks, he has increased his shot output. Number 8 is Darnell Nurse, another Oilers defenseman. Now, in the past 7 games, Nurse has 4 goals and 4 assists, which is already really good. But he also has 18 shots on goal, 15 hits, 11 block shots. Nurse pretty much touches on every category. At number 9 is Rangers sniper Artemi Panarin, returned to the lineup and has 3 goals, 7 assists, 18 shots on goal in 6 games. Mika Zibanejad, his teammate, is number 10. In the past 6 games, Zibanejad has 4 goals, 7 assists, 19 shots on goal. It's been a really rough season for Zibanejad so far, so this may be a sign that he's you know, breaking out. At number 11, Alexander Barkov, the Florida Panthers. Past 6 games, he's 5 goals, 5 assists, 25 shots on goal, and, you know, drags his line mates into fantasy relevance. At number 12, Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Seth Jones. Bit of a surprise. In 6 games, Jones has 3 goals, 1 assist, but he also has 19 shots on goal, 15 hits, and 19 blocks. So when you get the whole package, Seth Jones is awfully valuable, at least in the past few weeks. Number 13, we've got John Carlson of the Washington Capitals, who has 2 goals, 4 assists, 17 shots on goal in the past 6 games. And he's doing that fairly quietly, I would say. But, you know, he's been the top scoring defenseman in the past couple of seasons. So no surprise that he is continuing in that range, even though he is not the top scoring defenseman. The top scoring defenseman is at number 14. That's Victor Hedman, who has 1 goal, 7 assists in the past 7 games. He's been a huge part of what's going on for Tampa Bay this year. And, you know, is probably front and center in the Norris Trophy conversation. Number 15, Pavel Buchnevich of the Rangers. He has 4 goals, 5 assists, 13 shots on goal in the past 5 games. Buchnevich helps either Panarin or Zibanejad, depending on which line he ends up with. But he has become a really solid contributor in his own right this season. Number 16, Mark Stone of the Vegas Golden Knights, who has 8 goals, 13 assists in the past 12 games. He's been a driving force for Vegas this year. Number 17, Josh Morrissey, the Winnipeg Jets defenseman. I'd say it's been an uneven season, but he has been productive for fantasy purposes. He has 6 assists and 18 shots on goal in the past 6 games. Another defenseman at number 18, Matt Grzelcyk, the Bruins defenseman in the past 6 games, has 1 goal, 4 assists, 23 shots on goal. His ice time's up in the past 3 games. So, you know, Grzelcyk trending in the right direction, but he's also had a hard time staying healthy for much of the season. Number 19, we've got David Pastrnak of the Bruins, who in his past 15 games has 9 goals, 9 assists, 64 shots on goal. He's been terrific. You know, the struggle here for the Bruins is they've run into a COVID hiatus, as seems to be a thing for many teams this year. Number 20, our only goalie in the top 25, it's Philip Grubauer of Colorado. In the past 2 weeks, in 7 games, Grubauer 7-0 with a .974 save percentage. He's getting great defense in front of him, but Grubauer is also stifling opportunities in his own right. Number 21, Vegas defenseman Shea Theodore, who has 2 goals, 8 assists, 23 shots on goal in his past 8 games. Remember, Theodore finished last season on a really high level, producing points and driving play, and maybe he's got that in store for the second half of this season, too. Number 22 is Devon Taves of the Colorado Avalanche. He has 6 points, 25 shots on goal in the past 8 games. Number 23, Ottawa Senators winger Brady Tkachuk. In the past 5 games, Tkachuk has 2 goals and 2 assists, which is fine. He also has 18 shots on goal and 26 hits. So, you know, you add 3.6 shots and 5.2 hits to the point totals, and Brady Tkachuk becomes much more valuable. Number 24, Rangers defenseman Adam Fox, who has 9 points in his past 9 games. And number 25 is Penguins defenseman Chris Letang, who has 5 assists, 18 shots on goal, 10 hits, 10 blocks in the past 6 games. Players who just missed the top 25 over the past 2 weeks, Morgan Riley of the Maple Leafs, Max Pacioretty of the Vegas Golden Knights, and Evander Kane of the San Jose Sharks. Now, let's grab a look at some injuries. And first injury update has got to be Florida center Alexander Barkov, who is a late scratch from Tuesday's game against Chicago with a lower body injury. He's not expected to play Thursday either, and that's obviously a huge absence from the Florida lineup, because Barkov is having a phenomenal season. Like, he's going to be in the Selke Trophy discussion, but he also could be in the Hart Trophy discussion. Arizona goaltender Antti Raanta is out with a lower body injury, as is his way. Just when there's an opportunity there for Raanta to do something with Darcy Kemper injured, well, Ranta's injured now too. So Aiden Hill is going to get some reps there for the Coyotes. Arizona defenseman Nicklas Chalmerson also out with an upper body injury now. Columbus goaltender Elvis Merzlikins sidelined with an illness right now, a non-COVID illness. Buffalo defenseman Colin Miller and left winger Tobias Reeder are currently out with undisclosed injuries. Colorado rookie defenseman Bowen Byram has a lower body injury. Ottawa winger Austin Watson suffered a broken hand. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Boston defenseman John Moore has an undisclosed injury. And then Anaheim has added players to their COVID list. That's goalie Anthony Stolarz, defenseman Ben Hutton and Jacob Larson, and winger Danton Heinen. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over. College basketball tournament is on now, but the NBA and the NHL, they're also in full swing, and Major League Baseball just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today, receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long and dynasty leagues, as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to send an email, direct it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now let's take a look at Wednesday's games on the NHL schedule on betonline.ag. We've got a few games that have been postponed, but we head to the schedule with 5 games. We've got Calgary, -180 at Ottawa. Still a little more than I would like to pay on a premium for Calgary. I have them at -170 in my model. And in Ottawa, look, they're running an uncertain situation and goal. Filip Gustavsson got a win the other night against the Flames, but you know, we don't know how much we can trust Ottawa's fourth string goaltender. Minnesota is -247 at home against Anaheim, and you know, deservedly so. Minnesota should be heavily favored, but that's a price more than I would like to pay. My model has Minnesota -192. But I certainly don't feel comfortable taking Anaheim. You know, their defensive record right now is abysmal. And, you know, given that from a team that has still had a lot of trouble scoring, it's not a great combination. Pittsburgh is -260 at home against Buffalo. Now, the Penguins are kind of banged up. So being this big a favorite is, of course, a reflection on how terrible the Buffalo Sabres have been. My model is Pittsburgh -225. How could you possibly want to take Buffalo? Maybe this is the time they end their losing streak, but you could be betting for a while on the game that might be the one that Buffalo ends their losing streak. Los Angeles Kings -104 at San Jose, very slight underdog. My model has LA slightly favored, maybe -123 or so. And of the games tonight, that one might be the most appealing. If Cal Peterson's in net for LA, I know I bang that drum a lot, that if Cal Peterson's in net for LA, I'm much more bullish on their chances. So look at who's going to be playing net for LA in that game. If it's Peterson, I probably like them at that price. And then the last game of the night, we've got Winnipeg -140 at Vancouver. My model is Winnipeg -130. You know, they won 4-0 against a banged up Canucks team the other night. I don't expect that the Canucks are going to be especially healthier for this game, but so they're in kind of a tough spot. And you know, that as much as Winnipeg has, you know, some iffy underlying numbers, like their expected goals against and so on, are not good. The same thing that they did last season, but. You know, they have such high-end talent up front that makes a difference. And against a Vancouver team that isn't great defensively, that's enough of an opening for Winnipeg's top guys to score. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Now let's shift over and look at some DFS value plays for Wednesday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Winnipeg's center Adam Lowry. It's just $3,200. And as I said, this Vancouver lineup is really depleted. Lowry scored a couple goals against them the other night. I'm not sure I'd expect another 2-0 game. But if he gave you anything for $3,200, that's pretty good value. Buffalo right winger Sam Reinhart is $4,000 at Pittsburgh, and you know this is not any indication that Buffalo should do well at Pittsburgh. But that's not a bad price for Reinhart, who is one of, if not the top player on Buffalo. And you know, the Penguins for as much as they should be heavily favored in this game, they're a little banged up in their own right. San Jose left winger Ryan Donato. It's just $3,000 against Los Angeles, and like Donato hasn't been getting a ton of ice time lately either. So there is admittedly some risk in this. He also has 3 points in the past three games, and so if you're really looking at a bargain play that will free up money elsewhere, consider Ryan Donato. Winnipeg defenseman Josh Morrissey. We've talked about him a couple of times already. He's $4,800 at Vancouver. He's putting up points, getting shots on goal. You know, he also gives up a bunch of shots on goal when he's out there, but equal opportunity defenseman Josh Morrissey. Vancouver defenseman Quinn Hughes, $4,700 against Winnipeg. You know, now we're kind of flipping the script here, and if Winnipeg is going to continue to have a high expected goals against, you know, there's an opportunity there for Hughes, because the Vancouver forwards are not likely to be the ones who are generating a lot of that offense. So they may have to lean on Hughes to you know, transport the puck down the ice and score if he wants to, too. And finally, we'll go Vancouver goaltender Thatcher Demko if we're looking at an underdog. And certainly I'll you know, push for Cal Peterson if he's starting for the Kings. But Demko's $7,300 against Winnipeg, and he's played really well. Usually the games where he ends up giving up a few too many are much more the blame for Vancouver's defense than on Demko, who has stepped into that starter's role and played quite well for the Canucks. So maybe he gives them a fighting chance tonight. That'll do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey. Have a new piece up there today, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball as I'm breaking down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. I've done breakthrough hitters. Breakthrough pitchers are coming up next. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.